In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, that was the plan. Until Jordan turned up. Just so you know, the gin and Dubonnet can make William and Jordan say a few things that some may find a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and find some eggshell emulsion, stuff it on the wall and watch it dry.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, live from Burnley, for the other state visit. This is the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, is it okay to ask for a refund on a proper grotty Airbnb? We're going to get onto that very soon because you won't believe where we are at the moment and the Airbnb that we've got. It's
select.
And how do you tell your best friend to dress, well, a bit less... a bit posh?
I'm not wearing a tie.
You might as well be, though. And, of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss, but we're not your usual agony aunt? Sorry, William Hanson, UK's leading etiquette expert.
No, we're not, Jordan North. You're more Turfmore, whereas I'm just Worthmore.
Yes. Good. So here we are. We are currently in an Airbnb in Burnley Town Centre. We're just looking at the back of the shopping mall.
Which is so much different from the front of the shopping mall.
What do you think of Burnley so far? How's it been? The people... I mean, the weather's been awful, hasn't it?
Yeah, the weather's terrible. And that's obviously not exclusive to Burnley. That's anywhere in the northwest today, I think.
Pissed it down all day.
But however damp and dismal the weather may be, it is not reflected in the warm, welcoming hospitality of the people of Burnley.
It's been a good day, hasn't it? We're going to tell you about the day very soon, what we've been doing, who we've been speaking to, where we've been, because we've been up to all sorts.
And exciting news.
Yeah.
This week, it's a double bill.
Yeah, because what we've done is we've recorded so much content, we were like, there's no point trying to squeeze this in one episode. So on Thursday of this week, you're going to hear William out and about, the raw audio in Burnley, and I think there's some very funny stuff in
William there. Raw and unedited.
In Burnley. William Raw in Burnley. So you'll find out what I've been up to, and then on Thursday you can listen to everything in all its glory. Before we get started, when we went to Monaco, yeah. I did a bit of a tour.
Which seems a long, long time ago.
Which seems a fucking long, long way away right now. I did a tour of the five-star... Well, it was like an apartment, the five-star...
Well, it wasn't. It was a room and a bedroom.
But... It was a big room. So I think you should do a tour of this B&B because, oh my, I'm not sleeping here tonight.
So hang on, producer Ben has gone to the... I say effort. He has found this Airbnb, booked it, paid for it personally.
Yeah.
And now you're saying we're not staying here.
I know you're probably listening to this and thinking, what has happened to Jordan? I'm not... This isn't a beam. This is a crack den. Look at this. It's a crack den. If you're listening, William's going to do a tour now. I can't... There's not even proper curtains. It's a bed sheet over a window. Go and do a tour and tell everyone what you can see.
Honestly, one night in the Hotel de Paris and he's turned into Alex Polizzi.
I don't even care if you think I've changed. I know my working class roots. This is a shithole and I am not staying here.
Well, we'll start with the bathroom because we've come to that. It's the light switch on a cord, which... most of the cord is a wonderful shade of brown, but the cord, I think, if you look up, was originally a cream colour. There's a bath, which has got some suspect stains on it. It's plastic, and there's a crack on down the side of the bath. The grouting around the tiles is well worn, and there's a plastic measuring jug.
That shit stain with me.
But they have put a sort of a canvas of an orchid on the wall, as if in an attempt to make it look a bit nicer. Then we're coming into the kitchen. It's just a bit of random. Some euros on the side. Some coins. We've got a fire extinguisher. We've got an Astonish kitchen cleaner, which I don't think has been used, because I'm not astonished. We are on three levels here, so it is fairly luxury. There's a very, very, very steep staircase, which is the sort of staircase someone in a soap would fall down when they're pregnant. The doors to each of the bedrooms aren't on their hinges. They're just propped up against the wall. All three doors, in fact, in this bedroom have been propped up. And only one of the four beds in this place has actually been made up. And it's a single bed. Now, George and Ben and I do like each other, but not that much. There is a limit. And then round the corner, there's sort of the wardrobe area. There's a bar across. And there's just a man's suit hanging up. It's like a grey flannel. Where's it from? It doesn't say. It's that luxury. And then in here, there's a television on the floor, not plugged in. And also in the bedroom, there's a gas cooker, not plugged in, just in case you fancy doing a bit of cooking in the middle of the night. So that's the sort of place we're in. Lots of unrendered walls. To be fair, Ben assures me he didn't pay that much for this Kel surprise. And then in the sort of the communal area, there's a sort of a faux leather sofa. There's a Hungry Hippos game, which we haven't opened, but I'm willing to bet most of the pieces aren't in there.
It's not the decor, it's the... There isn't even...
The smell?
It's the smell. Don't get me started on the smell. It sounds like someone's... It smells like stale pee and someone's died in here. I mean, we all looked at the pictures as well, because the pictures look fine. There's only one light working. The wallpaper's peeling off. We've got a bed sheet for curtains. The place is horrific, and it stinks.
Well, do you know what it's put me in the mood for?
Yeah, I need one as
Gin
well.
Gin de Bonnet.
I don't even want to use the glasses.
Could we boil the kettle and just pour some water over these?
I'm not even, if you...
Could you do that, Ben, please? Come on.
No,
don't just sit there eating crisps.
I've rinsed them out.
No, yeah, but no, that's not how you clean things. You should, to be honest, even in any... Unless you are staying in the Hotel de Paris in Monaco. That's my top tip.
No, I don't want that kettle's minging.
Yes, but if you boil it, bacteria...
No, look at the state of... Look how
Jordan. Level 2 food safety here.
Click your fingers at me.
Water that has gone over 62 degrees Celsius... kills all bacteria. So when you take it to 100, it's extra effective. So once you pour that on, any bacteria either in the kettle or anything that, where the water has come into contact, is fine. Always do that in a hotel.
Do we have to do this? Because we're going to have to wait ages now for the kettle to
we'll do the Gin de Bonnet in a minute.
So tell us why we're here. It's because Donald Trump's doing a state visit. We thought it would be funny to bring William to Burnley, my hometown.
We thought it would be twisted.
Yeah.
And indeed it is a bit.
Yeah. Tell us all about a state visit with Donald Trump, what we can expect to see this week. How would it start, the state visit?
Well, whoever the visitor is, the head of state that is incoming, there is the official welcome.
Yep.
And that is where they come straight from the airport, and if it's a London state visit, as it has been with Donald Trump, they are greeted by head of state, so the Queen, in our instance, for the UK. They listen to the respective national anthems, they inspect... a guard of honour. We saw Donald Trump do that last year. It didn't go brilliantly well, but we believe it's going to go better this time because at least he's had a bit of practice. And then there is a procession in carriages, state carriages, up the Mall to Buckingham Palace, where, of course, he will then be for much of his stay. I didn't get that official welcome. I did not get anything close to a carriage procession. Do you know what I got? I got producer Ben in his Renault Clio... collecting me from Manchester Piccadilly, taking me up the Accrington Bypass.
Oh, I like him and his little Clio. Hey, call it the Aki Bypass.
The what?
We don't say Accrington.
Aki?
Yeah, we say Aki. Like, oh, down Aki Road or Aki Bypass.
Right.
Yeah.
So I got that. And actually, we got here and you, presumably you are the receiving head of state.
Yep.
Weren't even here.
No, I was in town.
Yeah, well, you weren't at the official welcome destination.
Oh,
which
is that
how
it should have been?
This luxury Airbnb.
Well, it's funny you say we start. If you want us to do, you know, the national anthem, I'm happy to do the Burnley anthem. If you want,
what the hell's that?
I went into an alehouse that I used to frequent. Jack Walker came up to me, his money was spent. He asked me to play, I answered him nay. Said rubbish like yours I could beat any day. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. Till we play Bastard Rovers. No, nay, never, no more.
You've got a voice of an angel.
So that was the national anthem.
A hell's angel.
I've also got your gift.
Yes, because there is an official gift exchange on a state visit.
Well, you've already had yours, because I got you...
What do you mean?
Well, I got you that savoury from Oddie's. Oddie's is a well-known bakery in Burnley. Everybody loves it here. A savoury is like loads of meat mixed into a sausage roll. It's not a sausage roll, it's a savoury. So you tried that.
It was very pink.
It was nice. So
yes,
that's
but it
the
did
gift.
Look a touch... Jordan, you're giving me the wrapper.
Yeah, I'm giving you the Oddie's
wrapper.
It's
a greasy Oddie's wrapper.
That's for you to remind you of your trip to Burnley.
Trust me, I don't need anything to remind me of my trip to Burnley.
So what's your gift for me?
Hang on the back of this, it's got, if you are dissatisfied with the quality of your purchase, please return it to the nearest Oddie's shop or ring our head office. Well, what do you mean if you're dissatisfied?
No one's dissatisfied.
How do I return it?
No, you don't want to...
Let's not go into that.
No, let's not. So did you like your first Oddies? That was my gift to you.
Do you know what? My first Oddies was... odd. That's probably how I'd describe it.
He didn't finish his savoury.
I'm cutting it down.
He gave it to producer Ben. He had a bite and gave the rest to producer Ben. That was my gift to you. How very rude. Etiquette expert here. You got me a gift?
Yes, I do. It's a little bit of my culture to you. And also there's, as with most good state gifts, there's a subliminal message.
Wet ones.
Some wet wipes, yes.
Wet ones, wet wipes. Be gentle.
Yes.
Fragrance-free with aloe vera.
And there's the subliminal message, Jordan.
Wet ones, be gentle.
I wanted you to be gentle with me in Burnley. Because I'm not used to this sort of...
It's like Monaco all over again. Stop speaking like this.
I think there were actually just some gunshots outside.
No, there wasn't. There's not been gunshots in Burnley for months.
Since you...
And I would hate, by the way, for anybody to listen to these next two episodes and think that I'm taking the mick out of Burnley, or we both are, or anyone from Burnley. You know how much I love this town. You know how proud I am to come from here. How much I love the people, the football club, my family that are from here. So don't think that we're taking the mick. I wanted to bring William here because it's where I'm from. I'm proud of it. And hasn't everybody been lovely so
far?
They
have been lovely.
Like, what about...
Well, with the exception of that gentleman who did shout at me as I stood on that street corner a moment ago.
You did look like a prostitute, to be fair, though.
Well, that's not what he shouted.
Yeah, he shouted how much? What did he shout?
He said, have I ever watched Dickinson's Real Deal?
It's got you at that fucking silk scarf on. Why have you got me wet ones? What, by the way,
Producer Ben has brought back in the sterilised glasses now, so we can actually...
What have been previous gifts in the past? Because that's quite interesting. What would the president bring...
God, now you ask me.
So, like, what culture, what would he bring? A hamburger, that's American. Oh, William... Put more in than that, mate. Come on. Do you know any previous ones?
There has been... Actually, the Buckingham Palace, the Royal Collection, a few years ago, did a really good summer exhibition. Jordan, it's two parts Dubonnet and one part gin.
Go on.
Actually, the Royal Collection a few years ago did a very good summer exhibition when they opened Buckingham Palace for the summer opening on royal gifts, and they had all sorts of gifts that the Queen has been given over the years on display. There were canoes, there
She's
were
been given a canoe.
Clocks...
She's been given a canoe and clocks.
Yeah.
It's like bullseye. Here's what you could have won.
Yeah.
Lengthy. How's the Queen going to use a pig and canoe? Come on. London's landlocked for about 40 miles, isn't it?
Well, she often takes it on a Sunday morning up the Thames.
Right, just for the record here, we've just recorded something where producer Ben is nearly in tears, but... I'm telling you now, that is getting cut out of the edit.
Yeah, and it was my fault.
That is getting cut. So, right, tell us what you've done in Burnley today. Remember, William's now going to tell you about his day, what we've done, and you're going to hear all of the highlights because we recorded everything. You're going to hear it on a separate episode on Thursday. It's going to be like a special Burnley episode. So we started off in the Airbnb, which is awful.
Starters as we meant to go on.
Then we went into Burnley Town Centre, which is just across the road.
And it is a town, it's not a city. We should point that out.
It's a very small town. It's a really small town.
I mean, this isn't exactly 100% accurate anymore, but it certainly used to be. What would it need to have to be a city?
A cathedral.
Well done.
Even though Britain's newest city, Preston, which was made a city by the Queen for her Jubilee in 2002, it doesn't have a cathedral.
Hmm. That's how they celebrated the Queen's Golden Jubilee.
Check me out, etiquette expert.
Honestly. Her sister had died, her mother had died, and then they make Preston a city. I mean, what a bad year for her.
It was the Golden Jubilee, 2002, wasn't it? Yeah. Anyway, so we went into town.
Rub salt in the wounds.
What do you think of Burnley Town Centre?
Burnley Town Centre? There were a lot of people about.
He stuck out like a sore thumb. Like, he had this silk scarf on, a big long brolly, a big long blue trench coat.
Which, I have to say, kept me warm, and the umbrella came into handy later on.
Pissed down, to be fair. What do you think of Oddies and the shops and everywhere?
They were very friendly in Oddies.
Yeah,
they were. They had lots on offer.
William literally asked them what everything was, and this lovely girl,
Laura,
showed us everything, all the specialities that Oddies have.
Because what I liked about Oddies is when you go into, you know, you go into your generic, even Starbucks, or generic hipster coffee shop, and they're all sort of selling the same sort of cakes. It's always a flourless chocolate lime cake, or a chocolate brownie, or a muffin. And, okay, yeah, there were muffins in Oddies, which they were called, correctly, American muffins, as if to just distinguish them. They had so many different things there that I've never heard of.
What was the...
Butter cake.
Yeah.
Which apparently is just butter in a cake.
No, butter pie.
A butter pie.
Which is basically just mashed potato in a pie.
Yeah.
You never had a butter pie?
No.
Oh, it's just mashing a pie. It's fantastic. It's actually more of a pressing finger butter pie, you know.
Well, they've got them here. They had oven bottoms.
Oh, you asked what an oven bottom was?
Well, the mind boggled. Mm. And a cream pie.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had that?
Yeah. It's kind of like a...
What? They did. They had a cream pie.
I've never had a cream pie. They're a bit like a Bavarian slice. They're similar to that. Similar to that.
She was quite a good saleswoman. She tried to press me to some of her lady fingers, but I was having none of it.
Then we had a chat to some of the locals, didn't we?
Yes.
Yes.
And you took me in the market.
We went to the market and we met a lovely lady called
Carolyn.
So Carolyn asked us for a picture. She runs the fruit and veg stall at Burnley Market.
She's got some lovely English asparagus at the moment.
Yep.
And some forced rhubarb.
A forced rhubarb, which she told us all about. And some strawberries as well, English strawberries. This is the best thing. She asked us for a picture. William got next to us.
Fluffed my hair, just to make it look nice.
Fluffed his hair, started doing his, like, checking his face was fine. She gave her phone to William and he had to take the picture of me and her. And you were livid!
The running theme of talking to people on the streets, when a couple of them knew who you were, and they kept going, oh, I follow you on Instagram. And I'd say, hello, I'm also on Instagram. And they just stare right through me.
One said, and I quote, what is it? William Henson. Hence, I'll follow you. I'll follow you too. And she got it wrong.
Yeah.
Then we went from Burnley Market to Hafner's Butchers, which is a proper family butchers in Burnley.
And not run by Hugh. Oh, we did stop off at the Big Window pub.
Oh, we did. We did.
We didn't go in.
We didn't go in, but William met some of the locals in the Big Window pub. Did any of them have their own teeth?
I don't know. I tried not to make eye contact.
Okay. We got a picture outside Big Window pub. I did a full tour of Burnley.
With a local.
Can I just say all the locals, we were asking them, like, what we should do, and they're like, go up Pendle Hill, go to...
Apparently, that's all there is to do in Burnley.
No, there's
Everyone said, do you want to go up Pendle Hill?
Pendle Hill, Townley Park, singing Whistling Tree.
Yeah, I still don't get what
it's
a singing
tree
whistling...
It's a tree that sings and whistles. It's fantastic. I'll have to show it.
It should be on Britain's Got Talent.
It's also a cracking dogging spot. From what I've been told.
Well, I'm sold.
From what I've been told. Then, the highlight of the day for me.
Yeah.
And this is why I love everyone at the club, because they're so nice. We went to Burnley Football Club, We got a full tour from Veronica, the receptionist. She told us the history of Burnley. She took us pitch side, so I got to sit in Sean Dyche's seat. Where's it called, where the manager and the players are? The dugout.
The stalls?
The dugout.
Right.
Bringing it back to Donald Trump and his state visit, and we all know because he's got the attention span of a five-year-old, you found bits of the Burnley tour boring. I found it fascinating. I didn't want to go home. How will Donald Trump cope with that? What sort of things will he get shown round that he'll find boring?
Well, he will be going to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Westminster Abbey, which is something that all heads of state do. And normally, and again, if, let's say, the Queen were going to America, she would do a similar thing over there.
What did you think of Burnley Football Club?
It's bigger than I thought.
Should we play a clip of it? Because you're going to hear most of it in Thursday's episode, but let's just have a listen to you and I at Turf Moor and you trying to be a football manager at the side of the pitch in the dugout.
I think I did very well.
I don't think you did.
Go and shout, ref!
Ref!
What are you doing?
Go and run up and scream
it. I can't
run. Like
this.
Ref! Come on!
You do it.
Referee! What are you doing? Very cross.
That was great, you being manager. Also, as well, we got you in the media room and I interviewed you as the Burnley manager.
That's less exciting in the flesh than it looks on television, I'll
yeah,
be honest.
It was a bit. But
it's just a little bit of boards with some logos on, and they're really not even that. It's not like floor to ceiling.
Yeah.
It's sort of torso height stuck on the wall.
Then we went from Turf Moor to the pub?
Oh, yes, the Royal Miners.
No, the Miners.
The Miners.
We went to the Miners. There's a famous drink in Burnley called a Benny and Art.
Which I think we sampled back in series 412, how many years ago it was.
We've talked about it. The soldiers from the First World War brought Benedictine back from France. It's now a famous drink in Burnley. The most Benedictine in the world is drunk in the Miners Club in Burnley. We went in for a Benny and Art. Oh, Matt, you couldn't make it up. Tell us what it was like in there.
It was lively. There were, I think we witnessed two or three fisticuff moments. One of which was you and producer Ben having a lover's tiff.
Me and Ben had a bit of a tiff over the episode because we're passionate. We're passionate about the episode and how it should sound. We got into the Miners. I'm not even joking.
Look at Ben's face. He's really not over it.
No, he's not. We got into the Miners. I'm not even joking. There was two kickoffs in there, weren't there? One wasn't a kickoff, it was a woman that basically told a guy where to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the opposite direction to her.
The second one was two Irish fellas, weren't they? Were they both
Irish?
Yeah,
I think they were. Well, one of them was certainly Irish.
Yeah, and that was a kickoff. The landlady had to come over, didn't she?
Oh, was that the landlady?
Oh, was that the landlady? He was. Right. I'm not. You couldn't make it up. You couldn't make it up. Like, what were it like? And we didn't know where
You've
to look.
Got. Sorry, stop. You have gone so Burnley today.
Have I?
I'd like to think, I think we're undoing the hard work that I've done over the last three series with you, where I've tried to slightly change and improve your diction.
Yeah.
You couldn't make it up. You couldn't make it up.
Oh, I did note, because Ben said to me before when we were in Oddies, he's like, right, you sound really Burnley now, but this is what happens when I go back home and come back to London. When I went last home... came back to work and they were like, have you been home this week? I went, yeah, they was like, you can tell you sound so Burnley. So we went in Burnley Miners.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what happens next on a state visit? They go for a big banquet, don't they?
Yes, the sort of the set piece, the thing that a lot of people look forward to, both the host, the guest and the press, is the state banquet.
Yeah, and I'm going to take you to a Burnley banquet, which is Curry House just down the road, even better. They don't have a licence, so you can take your own beer in. So we're going to Cornish.
Well, I've never drunk beer in my life, so I'm not taking beer in.
Well, you can take the gin and the bonnet in here.
Right.
And I'll go in corner shop before and get some cans for me and Ben. Everyone's laughing. So I'm going to take us for a big banquet curry. Yeah?
Right. Is it what dress code? White tie?
No, it's just...
Do I wear my decorations?
No, you'll be all right in that. We're not dressing up for
curry. I was going to change.
And then after the curry...
I genuinely have bought a change of clothes.
No, you're not changing. After the curry or after the banquet, Donald Trump, when will he get to meet Charles and Camilla? The family.
Well, actually, that would have happened on the first day.
Oh, right, because you've not met my Auntie Mags or my grandma yet.
No.
Or my Auntie Jen or my brother, our Ryan.
Well, he's not our Ryan, he's your Ryan.
I tell you what, we'll go for a curry tonight. We'll check out of here because we're not staying in here because it's an absolute dive. and then we'll go and see my Auntie Mag's tomorrow morning. We'll go for a brew. We'll get a brew and some breakfast at my Auntie Maggie's.
Good.
Okay.
Yes.
How would you describe Burnley in a word so far?
Undescribable. In the grand scheme of things, I think so far, this state visit of mine has gone better than a lot of other state visits. State visits in the past, especially with American presidents, have been interesting. We had one, I will not mention the name of the American president, which we'll pretend is because I'm being discreet. It's actually because I've forgotten. But in the 60s, who actually kissed the Queen Mother on the lips?
It was, I know who that was. It was JFK.
It wasn't.
It was.
It definitely wasn't JFK.
It was JFK.
It definitely wasn't
JFK. It was JFK. I'm pretty sure it was JFK when he was with...
Do you want me to host knockoffs next week? Okay. You stick to your job, I'll stick to mine. It was not JFK.
Knockoffs is a game that we play on my show.
If you can call it a game.
On Radio 1.
If you can call it a show.
So, yeah, we've had a proper tour of Burnley. It's been good fun. I can't wait for you to listen to the highlights on Thursday. I hope you're going to enjoy it as much as how much I've enjoyed it. Right, should we crack on with the episode? Anything else about Burnley?
Do we have a special Burnley-themed joke of the week?
We've not had a toast.
Oh, we haven't toasted anyone.
Well, that's the first time. Oh, well...
Well, re-pour.
I know who we shall toast to.
Who?
The great people of Burnley.
The people of Burnley.
Cheers, cock.
Oven bottoms up.
Say cheers, cock.
Cheers, cock.
Mm. Right, I need to do my joke of the week, don't I?
Yes.
I do. Joke of the week's getting mixed reactions. Some people love it in some weeks, others don't, but it's one of them. When I found out you could be a sperm donor by post... I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, my joke of the week. When I found out you could be a sperm donor by post, I came in a jiffy.
I'm laughing because it's so inappropriate.
What do you call a herd of cows masturbating? Beef stroking off.
Now it's time for our competition, Give Me the D.
We've recorded a special Burnley edition of Give Me the D live from Turf Moor. So we was at Turf Moor before and we decided to chant Give Me D.
Like a football chant.
Like a football chant. So here it is.
One, two, one, two, three.
I want the D! I need it now! Please tell me when! Please tell me how! I'm thirsty and willing and eager, you see! So come on, boys, give me the D.
Whey!
Hey! That was was really good.
You really got into that.
Well, yes, I just let rip.
So what do our G&D divas have to do if they want to win a bottle of Debonair?
All they have to do is go to our Instagram page. They have to like the post. They have to make sure they're following the account, of course, and they have to tag a friend who they think would like the D. And then the competition runs for 24 hours, and at random, producer Ben will pick a winner, and that D will be popping through their letterbox quicker than they can say Burnley.
And let's now crack on with the listeners' questions live from Burnley for a special state visit podcast. William Hansen, first question, please.
This question has come in via our Instagram page. We're at SexedMyBoss on Twitter and on Instagram. Hi, William and Jordan.
Who's it from?
Well, they've asked us not to share their name.
All right, fair
and you'll
enough.
You'll probably see why. Hi, William and Jordan. I know when you read this, it will be too late. But today is the anniversary of me and my partner's wedding. They mean my partner and I's wedding.
Shut up.
I haven't got a present. I haven't got a card. What I do have is an awful sense of being a dick. What should I do?
He's forgot, or she's forgot, their other half's anniversary.
Yeah. The best thing to do is tell them that because of all the recent burglaries in your area, you are going to get them alarmed. And you're having an alarm, a state-of-the-art security system in dusky pink that makes the siren of the QE2 put in. Only about 15% of our listeners will get that reference. It's one of my favourite episodes of Keeping Up Appearances. It's what happens when Richard forgets Hyacinth's anniversary, and so he gets her alarmed.
Real talk, what should you do if you forgot your other half's anniversary? You've just got to apologise and make it up. Try not to forget, because it's only going to cost you more money in the long run.
I mean, obviously,
if you turn up after work, sorry to interrupt, if you turn up after work with some chocolates and flowers, you're still in the doghouse.
If you can, at least try to go and get a card.
Yeah, yeah. But if you forget your other half's anniversary, you've really got to make it up to him. The weekend after, take them out. You've got some...
Well, it's your anniversary as well. It's not just the other half.
Yeah, but you've got to make it up to them if you forget.
It's not... You know, I've remembered the anniversary of your first marriage.
I'm saying if you forget, try not to forget, but you do have to make it up to them if you forget. What are you saying?
I would agree. Honesty is the best policy. Tell them. They might be ticked off. They might have forgotten as well. But actually, sometimes, you know, some people want a present, they want a physical thing, whether it's for their birthday, for their anniversary. Other people like experiences. So if time is on your side, maybe they're at work.
A balloon trip, you can get them from WH Smith for the day, £125.
Okay, not a hashtag ad, but there we go.
Experience.
Or you could get an experience and tell them about it, or you could say, look, I wasn't, you know, I had many ideas, wasn't sure which one to go with. So there are a couple of options, but I thought the best present would be to say, right, what do you want to do?
Yeah. And can I just say as well, there's now...
I've said it out loud and that does sound like they've forgotten, but, you know, good on you for trying.
Can I just say as well, it works both ways. If you know your other half's busy, like she's working loads over the next few weeks and she's quite forgetful, or he's quite forgetful anyway, just say, don't forget it's our anniversary on Tuesday.
Mm.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Next question.
William and Jordan, brackets and Ben. To start, I will apologise for my grammar. It's not the best, although I am sure you will correct it.
Have you seen what you've done now? You've got people apologising before they've even wrote in.
Written.
Oh, for... you can't make that up. Are you being serious? Is it written?
Yes!
Oh, for God's sake. You've got people so scared to write in that they have to apologise for the grammar in advance. Nobody, if you're listening, G&D Divas, do not apologise to Snobby McSnobbington there because you're worried about what he thinks of your grammar. You write in however you write.
The advice I need is on the following. I met a guy at a university and we fancied each other right away. Although, due to both being in long-term relationships, we never made any advances towards each other and tended to keep our distance at gatherings, or, as Jordan might call them, piss-ups.
True.
After graduating in 2017, we have recently reconnected over the last couple of months. But, and here is the issue.
Oh my God, is that a rat? Oh my God,
where?
Is that...
Where? Jordan, you're not serious.
Joking! I promise you, I was joking.
Jordan, that is my literally don't.
Joking. I know you're sorry. I know William's terrified of rats. Like, it's his phobia. And so I feel a bit bad now.
But, and here is the issue. The last time I saw him, which was when we were in third year, he was clean-shaven. Now, he is not.
Oh, he's got a beard.
Now, I like a beard just as much as the next person, but his beard is, for want of a better word, terrifying. I have to casually bring it up in conversation, however he shrugs it off and says he needs to grow it for 5 years for it to be how he wants it. He has only been growing it for 1 year. My housemate winds me up and says it looks like he dropped his chin in PVA and stuck his pube trimmings onto his chin. But she isn't wrong. I have attached photographs.
That's called monkey face. Yeah.
To be fair, I've looked at these photographs. I would agree to.
Oh my God. Oh my God, that is a proper pube face. Bless him, I know he'd take the piss, but that is what Ben would look like if he grew a beard.
I know I sound awful, but looks do matter to an extent. Yet I also do not want to be a woman that tells a man how to look. That's never been my style.
Bless you.
How do I tell him how I feel about his beard without upsetting him? I look forward to your response.
I mean, we're looking at them pictures.
I mean, she does have a very valid point.
Here's my advice, right? You do it subtly. So you go for your pictures on Facebook, you go back to when you're at uni, and you're like, oh, look at us there.
You look so good.
That was our part. Yeah, oh, you look really good. Oh, do you know what? Looking at them pictures, do you know what? I think I prefer you without the beard, you know? Just looking at them pictures. I mean, I like the beard now. I get what you're doing, but... Oh, look at us there in Tiger Tiger. Oh, look at there where Becky were being sick and you didn't have your beard. I think I prefer you out the beard and he'll get the hint. I think you do it subtly.
Yeah.
An appearance is quite hard. What's your advice? That's my advice. Facebook pictures.
Some people suit beards, other people don't. Some people can grow beards, others can't. I'm not going anywhere with this, Jordan, don't worry. Not in terms of you. With that beard, it's a very clumpy beard. There's a little bit here. There's a little bit there.
It's a shit beard.
If you want to be romantically involved with him, anonymous lady, I think you can't say anything. Maybe get a mutual friend to say something. But yeah, I like Jordan's approach. Certainly that's a nice first step. Can I say, I'm reading these questions today off Ben's laptop because we're, you know, on the fly.
Have you gone on his history?
No, I haven't gone on his history. I wouldn't dare. But... On his email thing, there are three... I don't know whether this is tailored to Ben or if this is just his email provider. There are three default responses to emails, and I think they're very producer Ben. The first one is, sure, I'd be happy to chat.
Sure, I'd love to
chat. The second is, who are you? And the third, I'm not interested. With Ben, that's it. When I message him, I think there are... What level of Ben have we got today?
He puts the abrupt in abrupt.
Have we got, sure, I'm happy to chat? Have we got, who are you, Ben? Or have we got, I'm not interested, Ben? Generally, okay. It's the latter.
Right, hurry up, because I want to go for this curry. Next question.
This is from James. It's come in to us via email, help@sexedmyboss.com. Hello, William and Jordan. I have been listening to your podcast since the early days and have always wondered if I would ever need advice.
Thanks, well, James.
Well, here we are. Me and my ex... broke up a year ago and have recently been speaking and spending a lot of time with each other. Oh, I see. We go for food, drinks and enjoy each other's company. Brackets. Oh, yes. We have slept together a few times.
It happens. I know someone close to me who's doing it at the moment. Just broke up with her other half and they're...
Seeing each other again.
Still shagging. And it happens. I know loads of people have done that. You need to stop that, though. But it's because speaking to this person... No, real talk now. Speaking to this person, they both can't bear the thought of them with someone else yet. Mm. We all have needs, so... They spoke about 3 weeks ago and they've had sex like twice since.
We have both maintained that we shouldn't get back together because we are good friends. My question is this healthy? And is it worth risking our friendship for another shot at a relationship? I'd love to hear your thoughts. P.S. Jordan, the Green Hulk is a revelation and you are a genius. Kindest regards, James.
Well, I've kind of already given my advice there. Sorry to interrupt, but I think...
Look, if you want to get back together again, you carry on doing each other. If you don't, if there is no chance, I think probably one of you, maybe you, James, maybe this other person, is maybe hoping that it might get back together. By sleeping together, you are setting a precedent or a false expectation that the relationship is going to be rekindled. If you both want it, no problem. But actually, if you don't want it and you're just using it purely for your basic, most carnal, primal instinct, not sure I approve. Because I'm sure one of you, probably deep down, would quite like it to happen again.
Like I said before, I get it. You're not the first and you certainly won't be the last person that's still sleeping with their ex because, like you said, you can't bear the thought of them with someone else and vice versa. What's he asking? Do they want to get... Should we get back together?
Well, no. Is it okay that they're still sort of advanced cuddling when they had sort of ended that?
Yeah, I think it is okay, but it can't go on forever. It can't, so you need to put it like...
I would say stop it.
If it's like over a few months, you need to stop it. It cannot... And
you need
shouldn't
to
go on
find
forever.
A new box set.
So you've just... And I remember saying this to a mate not long ago. I said to my mate, I was like, you've just got to accept the thought that she's going to meet someone else and she's going to sleep with someone else. This is serious advice. She's going to sleep with someone else. It's not going to be a nice feeling. It's not going to be a nice thought. But we've got to move on.
Well, there we go. Thank you for those questions. We'll obviously do more next week when we're not in Burnley. And later on this week, you'll hear what happened when I did indeed mince around Burnley.
What have we learnt?
Well, we've learnt that Burnley has people.
We've learnt that Burnley's a lovely part of the world. Remember, you can hear all the highlights on Thursday. We're going to do a special, extra, extended episode. Right now...
I've literally just got a message right now. Can you remember last week's episode? We gave a slight ultimatum to somebody. If they deleted that one-star review saying that they were getting ticked off with... us not mentioning what actually happened in Monaco. If they deleted it, we would reveal.
Oh.
Now, I've just got the message. We need to verify that that has gone.
Okay.
If it has gone, in next week's episode, we will tell you.
Yes, in next week's episode, we will tell you what happened in Monaco.
I don't want to tell you. We are men of our word.
I don't want to. Think about it. I'm worried now because... I'm being serious. Mm. We're checking out. We're not staying here. Ben, pack your things up, mate. We're not staying in this shithole tonight.
It's a rat-infested hellhole.
We'll go and check into a hotel. I'm worried the last time I was in a hotel with you, it's going to happen again tonight after a few drinks and what have you.
Well, especially after that Indian.
Oh, yeah. Because that's how it happened last time, didn't it?
Well, we didn't have an Indian.
Well, a lot of things happened that night that I can't remember.
Mm. Anyway, we'll tell you next week. Thank you very much for listening. Jordan, thank you for having me here. Another part of a state visit is there is always a reciprocal dinner. So there is always a dinner, normally on night two or night three, where the guest gives a dinner in honour of the host. So it's like, it's not quite a state banquet.
You can buy me breakfast tomorrow.
It's a date.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody.
Say ta-ra, cock.
Ta-ra, cock.
There we go. Right, let's go and get a curry.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.